We're here with Ray Wisbowski, who is the Director of Marketing Communications at Gemalto. Ray, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Listen, again, obviously we're focused on covering the show, what's happening in security. What do you see happening, and what are the trends this year as opposed to last?
Well, it's interesting this year at RSA, and I've been coming to RSA for a long time, and this year with the current economic conditions, with people getting laid off, you have a little bit smaller crowd, and travel restrictions play into that. So when we take that into consideration, we start seeing trends that are centered around those economic conditions. So people getting laid off, you start talking about cost savings on infrastructure. So we hear a lot about cloud computing. But another thing in that particular vein is the whole issue of identity. And what do I do when someone gets terminated, or what do I do when I'm looking at implementing solutions where I can protect my infrastructure and protect my data? How do I implement that identity in a way that's cost effective for me as the person in charge of IT, but also effective for my company.
Great. Well, listen, what are the ways that Gemalto hopes to help people in light of what you just outlined?
Well, one of the things that we're seeing as a trend is you have this issue of static passwords, and there's a lot of cost around that. So, you know, if I have somebody who forgets their password, they have to call the help desk. There's cost associated with that. So we've advocated strong two-factor authentication using smart card technology. We have OTP technology, one-time password technology as well. But it really centers around the issue of identity. How do I know who is coming into my infrastructure, and how do I verify their identity? And so that's where we play. We play in the We're going to provide you a means to ensure that you know who's coming into the infrastructure, and that even when once you've issued those credentials, that you have control of those credentials as to where they go, and in the case that they're no longer with you, that you can decommission those credentials as well, deprovision them.
Sure. Well, considering that, how are you guys differentiated in the marketplace? I mean, obviously there are folks that compete with you.
There are.
And what makes you guys different?
Well, one of the things I see as a key differentiator is our work with Microsoft. And Microsoft has committed to eliminating the password, so going to a stronger two-factor authentication. They've done a lot of work. They've made some acquisitions. They've put a lot of work in building out the Identity Lifecycle Manager and the Certificate Lifecycle Manager technology within both Windows XP and the Server 2008. Mm-hmm. And by implementing those technologies, they've allowed companies like Gemalto to come alongside with our technology and have it play out of the box. So with XP, you take it out, you plug in the smart card reader, you plug it in, it instantly recognizes that it's a Gemalto smart card reader because of the work that we've done with Microsoft to build the drivers into the OS. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a competitive differentiator, where you're reducing the amount of infrastructure that you have to deploy to get the technology in place, and you're completely reducing the middleware that you would have to deploy with other technologies for it to work in the same way that Gemalto works out of the box with XP.
Sure, that makes good sense. Well, listen, you know the areas that we focus in largely now are financial and government.
Absolutely.
What advice do you have for folks in those industries dealing with like issues?
Well, you're really looking at authentication, and you want to make sure that you're protecting your assets. And protecting your assets means making sure that you have control over who has access to those assets, whether those are financial numbers, and you're talking about things like PCI compliance or other issues, and which have all been very forefront with the recent breaches of Heartland and others.
Right.
And so you want to make sure that you're governing that access with stronger forms of authentication than just passwords. So implementing smart card technology for not only physical access and logical access coming into the infrastructure, but what do you do when people are on the road and they need to log into the network to get at their to do their job? And so the smart card technology that we provide gives you those capabilities to do the remote access, but then also taking it a step further and building applications for electronic signing of documents so that you can verify that you have this is a document that you signed, reducing paper, the use of paper, also encrypting email, so ensuring that the data that's being transmitted, now you're securing that data with encryption based upon smart card technology and the certificate that then is associated with that particular document.
Makes good sense. Ray, thanks very much, and have a great show.
Great. Thank you so much.